One perspicacious and thorough account of the position on torture in the Jewish legal tradition has been advanced by Rabbi Melissa Weintraub. During her tenure as Director of Education and Organizing for the North American Chapter of Rabbis for Human Rights, Rabbi Weintraub produced articles arguing from Halakha against the notion that torture or cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment could ever be permitted as policy or a routine part of any interrogation program. She has argued this point on several different grounds, from the ban in Jewish law on self-incrimination to the supreme importance of kvod habriot, the dignity of created beings. For the moment, though, I would like to focus on her arguments with respect to the claim that torture may be necessary to save lives. Weintraub perceives rightly that this claim on behalf of torture is really a defense in the legal sense of the word, a post facto claim intended to exculpate the torturer. This makes it somewhat analogous to the rodef defense in Jewish law, the claim that one should be exonerated from an assault, even to the point of killing, because the victim was a rodef, or pursuer, who was chasing an innocent third party with the intent to murder them. The principle of rodef actually goes further, actively requiring bystanders to intervene when they can, and I quote Weintraub here, use preventative force to thwart acts of rape or murder transpiring before their eyes. The concern here is both to save the potential victim and to prevent the aggressor from transgressing a prohibition. This defense is one of only three exceptions to the otherwise absolute prohibition on taking life in Jewish law. The other two are self-defense and court-decreed capital punishment, each of which has a number of restrictions placed on it in its own right.